Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Tesvav, Tamura 15, and the Gemara has been discussing certain laws which were taught, Halacha Moshe Misinai, certain laws which were taught, laws from Moses at Sinai. In that context, the Gemara cites a Mishnah from Tractate Sota, which also discusses laws that were taught to Moses at Sinai, and which were, unfortunately, when that tradition stopped, when the laws which were taught at Moses to Moses at Sinai stopped, and how disputes, how machlokes arose amongst the Jewish tradition, and especially all of our Talmudas, consisting of disputes between different rabbis. How do we come to that situation? So says the Gemara, citing the Mishnah from Sota 47a, Mishemes Yosef ben Yoezer ish tzred of Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim batlu ha eshkolos. When these two rabbis died, Yosef ben Yoezer, the man of Tzreda, and Yosef ben Yochanan, the man of Yerushalayim, and when that happened, the Ashkolos ceased from Israel. Now, Ashkolos literally means like a cluster of grapes, but in this context, the Gemara says, what is Ashkolos? It is a word that stands for Isha Kolbo, a person who has everything within it. And what's everything within it? This refers to, according to the Gemara in Sota, it refers to Torah, Yiras Chet, fear of sin, and Gemilas Chasadim, and acts of kindness. Meaning to say that that after those two rabbis, everything, we never had a person of that character. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kola Ashkolos, Kolish Kolish, Amdu Hamli Shomi, Mos Moshe, and Achemes Yosef Ben Yoezer, Hayul Maiden Torah Kamosh Rabbeinu. That all the scholars, that all the Ashkolos that were found amongst the Jewish people from the time that Moses died until the death of Yosef ben Yoezer, they were able to study Torah like Moses, our teacher. Meaning to say that they were able to understand like him and intuit the halacha. However, mikam va'elach, from that point on, from when Yosef ben Yoezer died, mikam va'elach, oyu lemeidin Torah k'moshe Rabbeinu, that they weren't able to learn the Torah like Moses. So the Gemara immediately challenges this. Is this the case? Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, shloshes ha'alafim halachos v'shtakhu b'mei avrosh al Moshe, that when Moses died, 3,000 laws, 3,000 halachos were forgotten. And if it's the case, as the Mishnah in Sota is saying, and as Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel taught, that actually the Torah ceased and it stopped only when Yosef ben Yoezer died, which was many years after Moshe Rabbeinu, why do we say that there are 3,000 that were lost during the time of Moses, when Moses died, during the mourning over Moses period, when we know that it only happened much later? So the Gemara explains, Dishtakach lehu ishtakach tegemir lehu Havi Gemira, meaning to say that which they forgot during the mourning period when Moses died, they forgot. However, that which they remembered Kim Moshe Armeirun. The Gemira will have a Gemira Kim Moshe Armeirun. That which they remembered in the same manner in which Moses, our master, had taught them and understood them. And the Gemara again challenges, is about Tanya Mishames Moshe. When Moses died, that's when the disputes arose in Israel. And Imrabu Mitamim Timu, that if the majority of the rabbis there said it should be Tameh, impure, then they ruled the law that it was impure. Imrabu Tahor, and if the majority ruled it was Tahor, then they ruled it was Tahor. So if that's the case, how can you say that there was that they knew the law in great depth like Moses, when we see that there was an uneven understanding of the law, and that's why we had to go to the majority in order to figure out what the law was? So the Gemara says, the Gemara's answer is Liba de imate, those minds amongst the Jewish people that were diminished, and therefore they didn't know how to return the matter to its proper state. And that's how disputes arose. Meaning to say, those laws which they forgot, they weren't of the same keen intellect to be able to resurrect the proper law, and that's why they argued. But those ones that they didn't lose the tradition on, Migmar Habigmuruhu Kamosh Rabbeinu, the ones that they didn't lose the tradition on, they had the same basic understanding like Moses, our master. And the Gemara, in this context, it goes a step further and cites a brisa. Kol eshkol she'amdu Yisrael mimos Moshe achemes Yosef ben Yoezer ish treda lo yabam shum dofi. From all the great leaders from the time of Moses' death until Yosef ben Yoezer, Ishtreda never had any blemish amongst them. But from that point on, they had a blemish. And the Gemara's assumption at this point is that they didn't have any sin. And so therefore, the Gemara says, is it really the case that after Yosef ben Yoezer, there was nobody who didn't have a sin? And the Gemara cites a story which appears in other Gemara also. And the story is, Tanya, my that the story is of a person who was very pious, that he was groaning, he was very sick. And they asked the doctors, and the doctor said, you know what, you have no choice. What you have to do under these circumstances, you have to bring him boiling hot milk in the morning. And so they brought a goat and they tied it to his bed, and he was drinking this milk. And the next day, when his colleagues came in to visit him, they saw that he had the gate there, and they said, oh, this is there's robbers in this house, because there was a law that you're not allowed to raise goats or sheep in Israel, because there was the concern that they were going to be stealing from other people's property. So the rabbis made a takana. But when that person died, he said, I know about myself that was the only sin that I had in my life. And so we see from here that this person indeed was without sin otherwise. And so therefore, how can we say there was nobody without sin? So Gemara has an answer to that question. And the Gemara knows that person took place after Rabbi Yosef, because it was either Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda ben Malai. And so therefore, the Gemara's answer to that question is, Dofi shel smicha katani. That when we say that there was nobody without sin, it doesn't mean that there was dofi, doesn't mean sin. It means that there was nobody who had that clarity anymore. And that's how we led to this argument, this dispute. But we see from there, according to the Gemara, what was the source of confusion? The source of confusion was the death of Moses, the mourning period, the Avelus, the mourning period. And that's the source of how we don't know all the laws. And this teaches us the power of mourning, that of depression, of sadness that comes upon a person. That's what has caused to arise all the disputes and the lack of halachic knowledge that exists in our faith.